welcome to Let's Talk Diz, a show that gives you everything you need to know to make your Disney vacation as magical as can be in just about 20 minutes. I'm your host, Jeff Coviello. With me each week is Disney Master Sandy from Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services. Sandy, how are you tonight?
I am doing great, Jeff. How are you?
I'm excited tonight. Tonight we're going to talk about our third and final on-site hotel, resort and hotel in California. Tonight we're going to talk about Paradise Pier, something that I know very little about, and so I am going to lean into our Disney Master tonight. I hope you have your thinking cap on, and I hope you're ready to roll.
I do, and as I've said every time we have talked about California, I just have such a soft spot in my heart for Disneyland. I love being out there, and well, those of you that follow us on social know that I spend substantially more time in Walt Disney World. There is definitely something about Disneyland that just brings a smile to my face.
Okay, so like I said, I'm going to kind of approach this show from a complete ignorance, which is in a lot of ways really fun for me. I don't know if it's as fun for you, but it's definitely fun for me. So talk to us about this resort. Tell us what we need to know to jump off so that we understand where you're going to go from here. Everything we need to know to get us started.
You bet. And it's okay to have that ignorance because that's what a lot of our clients come to us with. They know they want that extra bit of Disney. They too often are East Coasters, but they're making that trip. And there's just not the sheer volume of information, even on the web, about Disneyland as there is about Disney World, because as you said, it's so much smaller. It is so different. There are just three deluxe resorts that are Disney-owned hotels, and Paradise Pier is the last one. And again, we've talked about, if you're not familiar with Disneyland, picture yourself in Times Square in downtown Chicago. It is big city life. And that's why they don't have a lot of space, because they never had the vision that they learned for Walt Disney World to buy it up. So Paradise Pier, back in 1984, was the Emerald Hotel. It belonged to a different hotel division. It was, for all intents and purposes, a good neighbor. It was close to the parks, but it was not Disney branded until 1995, when Disneyland took it over. They purchased it as the Disneyland Pacific Hotel, and then they turned it into Paradise Pier in 2001, as we know it today.
I mean, very much like some of the other stuff that we had talked there, even the roots all the way back to, you know, the Disneyland Hotel had roots in somebody else having ownership of it before it was eventually completely taken over by Disney. So the history of that is certainly very amusing to me. I guess the question I have for you is, when you're looking at these different options, and as I said, this is the last one we're going to do that are Disney-owned on-site resorts. We will do a show on all of the Good Neighbor hotels. But if you're going to send somebody to Paradise Pier, I guess my big question is, who is it for?
You bet. And that one's a pretty easy one to answer. Again, if you're used to Walt Disney World or Disneyland Paris, they have so many resorts. We've got value, we've got moderate, we've got deluxe. Disneyland, we only have three hotels. So honestly, it's the value of the deluxe properties.
Okay.
So this hotel is for somebody who wants that Disney resort at the lowest price tag that they can get. And it's not a bottom price tag. It's a good value for where you're staying, but it's still the least expensive on-site option you can have. And a great fun theme.
Okay. So, and eventually, you know, we're going to break down a little bit more as far as rooms and things like that, which will probably paint this picture a little bit clearer for us. But I know that every time we talk about Disneyland, this is my most fun response that you give. I know the answer before we even get there. We talk about transportation a lot, especially in Florida. We get to California, the transportation conversation is very, very brief. So I think I know the answer, but give it to me anyway. What are the transportation options in this particular resort?
It's all about me. I'm walking wherever I'm going.
So feet.
Feet, that's the glory of Disneyland. Everything is super close.
Can you paint a picture for folks that have no geographic bearing whatsoever? Where is this in relation to downtown Disney? Where is this in relation to actual Disneyland Park? where do we stand here?
You bet. And I'm going to back up with the picture and say that in my room, depending which side of the hotel I'm on, I might be looking at the Grand California Building, literally across the street. If I've got a nice high floor room on that side, I'm looking right into California Adventure Theme Park. And if I'm on the other side, I'm looking into the pool at the Disneyland Resort. It's all super close. I would say that we've talked when we do Walt Disney World about the size of Old Key West and Saratoga Springs, how big those resorts are. All three of these resorts and the beginning entryway of Downtown Disney are all going to be about the same size as Saratoga Springs. So everything is very close. You can walk across the street and go through Grand Californian. Every once in a while, premium times, special events, the entrance there is limited to Grand California guests, but otherwise, you can walk right through Downtown Disney. And again, I could leave the lobby of the hotel and be at the entrance to the park, probably in about a 5 to 7 minute walk, depending on your speed. And again, if you remember, we talked about one of the unique features of Downtown Disney here is you can get on the monorail and it will take you into the middle of Disneyland. Remember, it's not Magic Kingdom there, it's Disneyland.
It's funny that you say it's a 5 to 7 minute walk and you mentioned Saratoga Springs earlier. You can't get anywhere in within Saratoga Springs in 5 to 7 minutes, even on a bus. So just a little perspective, it goes a long way. We had discussed in the beginning that we were going to break down the rooms and kind of paint the bigger picture as to if you would know this is for your traveling party. So let's do that. Let's break down the rooms as we do with all these resort series. I know there are many different options here, just like there are in other resorts. Break them down for us.
You bet. And for the majority of your guests, there's going to be two options. There's going to be a standard room, sleeps 5, 2 queen beds and a sofa, limited number of king bedrooms, or there's a premium room, same size, same configuration. The difference in the premium is it's got that high floor that I was just talking about, and you can look into California Adventure, which also means at night, if World of Color is going on, turn on your TV, get the World of Color music that's synced to the show, and watch the show right out your resort room window.
That's a cool feature.
Very, very cool. And I'll be honest, I love, you know, we talk about Animal Kingdom Lodge, and is it worth it to have the giraffes looking into your balcony when you get up in the morning? When I get up in the morning and I can see right into the park and it's not open yet, and literally so close, or with your camera, if you're shooting some pictures with nobody in the park, you can see them waking the park up. It's just such a cool experience as you see it come to life.
Awesome. So those are the standard and premium rooms. Where else do we have?
With the standard and premium, you can pay for club level. So that's going to give you that concierge as well as breakfast and snacks during the day. And then this hotel has more suites than any of the hotels. 11 different categories of suites, 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms. They're all different sizes and different configurations. And the suites hold, depending on which one, 4 guests, 6 guests, 9 guests, 11 guests, or as many as 13 guests. Remember, just like we've always talked about, it is all about square footage. So if you're 8 people, getting a suite that holds 9 of you generally is not going to be less expensive than 2 separate rooms. But if you have the money and you want that living room and you've got some extra relaxation time, which in Disneyland, most of us have some extra time just because we're not spending it on transportation. So the suites are definitely a great option here. And I love the theming. You've heard me say I'm a Jersey girl, but I'm not a Jersey Shore girl. But I love the beach theme. The beds right in the room have these gigantic beach ball pillows on them that are just adorable. And whites and light greens and blues, really well decorated rooms that just make you feel like you're at the ocean and ready to relax.
I love how you say that there are so many different types of sweets. It is legitimately selling itself that you need a travel specialist just to figure out what configurations the suites have and how many people sleep in the room. Don't sleep on that. Pun very much intended. Get in touch with your travel specialist to make sure that the accommodation you're getting is perfect for you. Anything else on the rooms before you want to move on to our favorite category that we talk about with these resorts?
Just again, the views are great, but if you're not able to get, maybe the premium sold out, maybe it's not in your budget, there are a couple of locations. You can go up to a high floor and some of the halls are all window looking towards the park. So you can sneak that view even if you aren't able to get it within your room.
Okay, so we're going to talk about food now. And for those
Food? Us?
Well, listen, for those folks that have listened to our previous California resort shows, you probably know where we're going to head with this. But for those folks that haven't, I urge you to go back so you can get a greater sense of the food options in the entire area. The last couple of resorts that we've talked about, the food options have been on the lighter side in comparison to the sister resorts in Florida because Downtown Disney is right there. Let's talk about the food options there and tell us if this follows suit or if it breaks the course.
It definitely does, but it does also hold that tradition of a character meal being a deluxe resort. And unlike when we're in Walt Disney World, sometimes we might do a character meal at a resort or we might opt out of it because the transportation is just too much time-wise.
Sure.
The walkability of this, if you're a day guest, if you're at a Good Neighbor, or obviously if you're at any of our three premium on-site resorts, you can dine any resort very easily. So PCH Grill is a great character breakfast, lots of fun. It's a great buffet, but the buffet part and the characters are breakfast only. Like many of our resorts, it is not open for lunch, and then it will open non-character menu dinner.
All right, so moving away from the traditional character meal and then a dinner, obviously you said it wasn't. It's an easy order off of the menu. We transition over to Surfside Lounge. Talk to me about that.
And again, we talked about because of all the fast food options in Downtown Disney, our deluxe resorts in Disneyland don't have the traditional food court that we're used to. So Surfside Lounge is light meals. You're looking for a sandwich, but with waiter or waitress service. It's a quicker sit-down option versus a fast food.
What else are our food options? I think we got one more that we need to touch on before we move on.
So our fast food is going to be the sandbar, and that will give us the perfect segue that the sandbar can be found poolside.
And that leads us right to our recreation. So let's talk about the pools. Let's talk about what they've got there. I know you had mentioned when you talked about the theming of the rooms that they have a beachy type of theme. Do we follow that theme out to the pool?
We do. And I don't want to quite call myself a little country bumpkin, but I'm certainly not a big city girl. One of the things that I just think is so cool about this pool is it's four stories up. It's out on a large deck. So again, we're limited in space in the city. So while our other two resorts have pools like we're used to on the ground, this one is up on a rooftop. And lots of fun stuff by the pool. It's got a slide, it's got cabanas, lots of space just to lay out and lounge and relax. Because again, you're so close to the theme park here and the California weather is great all year round. There's definitely time to come back and relax.
What kind of features do they have around the pool? I know when we talk about certain things and theming, is there anything special that they have maybe surrounding it where you maybe some extras, whatever it is that they have where you can enjoy in addition to just lounging, you know, by a pool and a chair?
Definitely. So again, we've got a slide, we've got a hot tub, cabanas for rent, and it is boardwalk style as far as looking at a theme.
Oh, okay, cool. What else do they have for recreation in this particular resort?
Again, a little bit more limited. We're in the middle of the city, so you're not finding a marina. You're not finding bike rental. They do have a fitness center because you're not going to walk anywhere near the number of steps you do in Walt Disney World. So right. It might actually get used a bit more here.
Okay.
And then I love this little mini theater room that they have for the kids. It's a glass enclosed room with about a dozen little Adirondack chairs for the kids to sit and watch Disney movies.
And again, you know, every California show that we've done, recreation, you can't look at it the same way you look at it in Florida, because you do have Downtown Disney right there. They're not necessarily needing to keep you at this particular resort to do a bunch of things that are immersive, because so many of the park opportunities are right there. So it sounds like this falls right in line with where we've been before.
It most definitely does.
All right, so what haven't we covered before we put this baby to bed today? What are we missing that somebody should know if they're thinking about staying at Paradise Pier Hotel?
Again, I love the on-site opportunity. And while we've talked a little bit, and we'll talk more in a future episode when we do Good Neighbors, you can definitely be in a Good Neighbor and be as close as you would be with Paradise Pier. Maybe, frankly, even a little bit closer in our Good Neighbor hotels, because they come off of the opposite side of the square, so to speak. But if you're looking for that true Disney bubble, even though there is a city street that runs through in front of the hotel, it really has that Disney bubble. If you're looking for that extra magic and that constant good morning and hello and that extra bit of Disney, this is the great spot to get it.
Well, and I will say, I mentioned it earlier that we've had a couple shows. This is the third and final one for the on-site resorts in California. If you're new to the show, go back and listen to those other shows before you get in touch with that travel specialist, so that you have an idea of what everything California has to offer for you. And then reach out to Sandy and she'll hook you up with what is appropriate for your particular traveling party. Sandy, thanks this week for breaking this down. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And that's a wrap this week on Let's Talk Diz. If anyone you know could benefit from this or any show, please share, have them like and subscribe. And don't forget to reach out to the folks at Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services for any Disney destination planning. Make it a great week. And as always, keep making memories.